The ball sent up a puff of fine dust as it skipped past Wyatt and bounced off the chain-link backstop. "Too fast," he said, thumbing his glasses, "and too bouncy." "Don't be such a baby," Craig shouted from the mound, his muscled arms held out in challenge. "You're supposed to roll it. It should never leave the ground," Wyatt replied, scowling at the shaggy-haired teen. "You don't know how to play."
"Just kick it, Wyatt," Mr. Alec said through the fence, his voice thick with impatience.
"Yeah," Craig shouted after the ball had been tossed back to him. "Just kick it. Everyone else can." "Pitch it good and I will," he shouted. "I could kick it a mile if you knew how to pitch."
The ball sailed past Wyatt before he had time to set his feet. He scowled at Craig, who returned the look with a sneer. Wyatt grunted. He already hated him. He stunk of feigned superiority, and Wyatt wanted nothing more than to wipe the smirk from his face. Wyatt wasn't sure he believed in love at first sight, but hate, that was a different matter entirely.
"Come on, Chubbs, kick the ball!"
Craig's lips curled as he tossed the rubber sphere from hand to hand. Similar calls poured in from the outfield, and a few shouted at his back. His own team was against him. Wyatt crouched, placing his weight firmly on his back foot, and glared at Craig.
"Just pitch it good," he said.
"Just let him kick it, Craig," Mr. Alec shouted. "We don't have all day."
Had Wyatt not been so focused, he would have turned to glare at the slight 30-something man.
"Fine," Craig said. "Here you go, newbie. Try not to miss it."
The ball moved so slowly it was nearly at a stop when it reached Wyatt. He swung wildly at it, but met only air. The momentum sent him to the dirt. Craig began to howl of merriment, but was quickly silenced as Wyatt's untied sneaker caught him square in the jaw and sent him sprawling. Laughter erupted across the field and backstop. Even Mr. Alec's deep, throaty warble rang unrestrained.
"How's that?"
Wyatt bellowed through his wide grin, fighting to ignore the pulse of pain that coursed up his spine. Craig reared from the dust like a whirling dervish and charged. Wyatt's eyes went wide at the sight of the thundering behemoth of a teenager storming towards him. His green eyes sparked with anger and malice. Wyatt popped upright. He felt unsteady in only one sneaker, but was not about to back down. He braced himself, just as he had before the pitch, but this time he sent forth a clawed hand.
"Fireball!" he shouted with all the breath in his lungs.
Craig had nearly closed the gap when the shout arrested his advance. A crackling orb of flame exploded against his chest in a shower of sparks. A hush fell over the group from Dorm B, residents and staff alike. Craig stood blinking. Wyatt twirled in place, kicked out a leg, and jutted out his left hand.
"Ice and thunder!" he bellowed. "Lightning!"
His right hand hurled electricity from pudgy fingers, and his left launched brilliant spears of ice from the palm.
"What the..."
Craig said slowly, his eyes darting to the crowd at Wyatt's back, looking for support. "He'll need them to pick up the pieces when I'm done." Wyatt spun again and slowly circled around his stunned foe. He cast another fireball and followed it up with a slap of gale-force wind. The stout teen absorbed all attacks but remained motionless, watching in mute stupor as Wyatt spun, chanted, and hurled magical attacks.
"Is he serious?" Craig said to the group.
Mr. Alec was laughing.
"You've got to be kidding me. Wyatt, what are you doing?"
Wyatt never took his eyes from Craig and didn't stop strafing around the rooted teen.
"I'm smothering him with flame and ice. He will fall before my magic. I cast you down, evil creature. You will know my name."
He called down a flaming phoenix with a wave of his hands. It would be his crescendo.
"Wyatt the Mighty!"
A vibrant cascade of orange, red, and blue sparked from his fingertips and assaulted Craig. The phoenix tore through the boy with a screech and sharp sizzle of searing heat. It was an awe-inspiring sight to behold, but each bolt of lightning and ball of fire bounced harmlessly off Craig's broad shoulders. The violent torrent of wind displaced not a single blonde hair, and his flesh remained uncooked. "He must have anti-magic protection," Wyatt realized. "Or are my spells not strong enough?"
"You're lucky I'm weak from my journey," Wyatt said, pulling the elements back into his palms.
The phoenix dissipated with a puff of smoke. "Otherwise, you'd be real sorry."
"Really?"
Craig said, a wicked grin plastered on his tan face.
"All right, Wyatt," Mr. Alec called. "Knock it off. Let's get back to the game. We've only got 5 more minutes."